Parshas V'yaschanan, we read for the second time about the Aseres HaDibros. And of course, the fifth of those Dibros, both in Yisro and Sefer Shmos that we read about initially, and again repeated here in Sefer Dvarim and Parshas V'yaschanan, is the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'aim, Kabed Esavicha V'es Imecha. There are slight differences in the psukim. For example, in our Parsha, there's an additional phrase, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, which Mefarshim discuss, but whatever slight differences between the two formulations, we're not going to get into in this brief Dvar Torah, but for the most part, we have this same mitzvah, again repeated, Kibud Av V'aim, to honor our mother and father. What is the basis of this mitzvah? So many Rishonim, like the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, focus on Hakaras HaTov, that we are showing a sense of gratitude towards our parent, while respecting them, but that's a gratitude that we share and we express for all that they have done for us. Perhaps the source of this approach in the Rishonim is a comment in the Talmud Yerushalmi, which describes Kibud Av V'aim as a form of piraon chov, of repaying a debt that we do our best to repay by showing respect, by being mechabed our parents. On the other hand, there are different Rishonim, other Rishonim, notably the Ramban, who stresses a Bein Adam Lamokom dimension. The Ramban famously points out that we traditionally think of the two tablets as separating five Dibros Bein Adam Lamokom on the right and five Dibros Bein Adam L'Chavero on the left. And if that's true, well, then Kibud Av V'aim is on the right side of the Luchos. But that right side would seem to be the wrong side if we assume that it's merely Hakaras HaTov and gratitude, a mitzvah b'nam l'chavero. Therefore, says Ramban, you see from this that in fact there is a b'nam l'makom dimension to Kibud Av V'aim, which is why it is on the right tablet. And the emphasis seems to be that the idea of loving and respecting and honoring our Creator Hashem is a very difficult, abstract idea. And therefore, in the Ramban's understanding, and others, Abarbanel, and the Sefer Chinuch also mentions something like this, that one of the ways we can relate to Hashem is by focusing on our creators with the lowercase c. By focusing on our mother and our father, who are our creators, that will help us focus and have respect and proper reverence for the ultimate creator of everything. If we owe respect to our parent, so who gave birth to us, then certainly we owe respect to Hashem, who gave life to everyone. What is the scope? What is included in the mitzvah of Bein Adam, of Kibud Av V'aim? So the Gemara Kiddushin, interestingly, when it asks this question, Ezuhi Kibud, merely lists, I say merely because we'll see that there are other things as well, but at least in asking that question and answering it directly, the Gemara lists number of examples of where a child is required to take care of his or her parents' physical needs, to clothe them, to feed them, and to otherwise help and provide for them. It's very much focused on the physical activities. However, the Gemara does add, and this is an important addition, that the attitude we express, the attitude we feel in our heart while we do take care of our parents' physical needs, is just, if not more important than the actual need that we are taking care of. If, even if we're doing something wonderful for our parents, but if in our heart of hearts we resent them for it, and we resent them while we do things good for them, the Gemara says that it's not a mitzvah at all, but just the opposite. You could be feeding them the most delicious and fancy dinner, but if you hate them, if you disrespect them, and you resent them, you lose the mitzvah, to put it mildly. So on the one hand, it is about the physical things we do for our parent, but it's also about the attitude we feel while we do that. In addition to this, the Gemara also tells us there's a dimension of Kibud Av V'aim B'dibor. The way we speak about our parents is also part of the mitzvah. The Gemara specifically talks about how we speak about a parent after they've died, or even in one very, very specific example that the Gemara discusses, which is kind of an obscure example. However, the Rambam extrapolates from these statements in the Gemara the broader, larger point that wherever possible, we have to use our words and the way we speak to express our care and concern and respect for our parents. So we've seen Kibud Av V'aim both in deed, with a little bit of the attitude, but basically in deed. We've seen it in word. There's also a question of in thought or emotion. So the Sefer HaCharedim, who was a contemporary, more or less, of the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo, as well as more recently the Chaye Adam, both suggests that there is a dimension of kibrav ein b'machshava, a mitzvah with how we think. That is to say that in general, we have to genuinely respect our parents. It's not just about our attitude in those moments where we're serving them, but in general, truly, we have to have a great respect for them. They go so far as to say that you have to think belibo in your heart, shehem gedolim v'nechbade aretz. You have to think that they're amazing, that they're great, that they're gedolim in any same form. Now this is really incredible because, obviously, to put it bluntly, not all of our parents are. And nevertheless, according to the Charedim and the Chai Adam, we have to do our best to find some aspect of our parents' personality in which they truly, truly excel at. And we have to really, really believe in our heart of hearts that they're great, if not the greatest, at that. So that's a genuine sense of respect that's part of the mitzvah. And incredibly, the Charedim and the Chai Adam also say, in their opinion, that love is included in the mitzvah. This is not agreed upon by all. Some have pointed out that it seems from the word to the Rambam, he doesn't think that loving our parents is part of the mitzvah. Could be. It's definitely not clear, and it's definitely not in earlier sources explicitly. But the Sefer HaCharedim and the Chai Adam, two very prominent achronim in the last 500 years, both say that love is included in the mitzvah. And they say this is an expression of repaying that debt. If, please God, Bezras Hashem, we've all been fortunate to have the love of our parents, they've loved us, and therefore taken care of us, so too, as part of repaying that debt, we owe it to love them. Of course, love is the kind of emotion which is only going to be meaningful if it's genuine, but hopefully if we've been blessed with the love of good parents, there's no reason that we shouldn't love them genuinely ourselves, and we should certainly cultivate that love, and at least according to these poskim, it's not just a natural emotion, but it may even be a critical part of the mitzvah of kibbutz av aim.